Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah, hi. Do you think I could get another coffee? You know how to make it by now, don't you? What are you doing at this party? I didn't know you went to stuff like this. Oh, I'm sorry. You must be super chill and everything, right? I mean, you come to these all the time, right? So you must be like really used to them. One of the cool kids, as they call them. Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I don't go to that many either, but sometimes I decide to check one out if I see a bunch of people posting about it. You know, and I like never would have thought that this town had so many parties. I figured it was just like your typical boring neighborhood, but I guess I was wrong. Some people have full-on parties in the back of some random bar. I feel like I haven't been to an after in forever. Oh, do you now? And tell me, what do you always get at this bar that you're at all the time? And don't say something lame like coming in to get nachos or something. Okay, so what have you tried so far? Okay, all right, fine. I'll give it to you this time, only because you can somehow quote them straight from the menu. But, yeah. Anyway, why are you over here by yourself looking so bummed out? If you come here so often, then I would expect you to look like at least a little bit comfortable. Yeah, you look super out of it. More than usual, anyway. And I'm sure you look like that to a lot of other people too, but you should thank me for being the one to come up to you and let you know. Wait, so what's up? What's going on? Sure. Okay, so you're just standing over here, looking up and down from your phone, being completely engaged with all the other people in this place, right? No, you're not doing that. Oh, what a shocker. I could have sworn I had it right that time. You can roll your eyes at me all you want, but I know what I'm seeing with my own eyeballs, okay? As a matter of fact, I was watching you. Because, I mean, I wanted to make sure it was you before I walked over to some, like, random stranger. I almost didn't recognize you without the apron. It was like a whole new person. No, you don't. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to be sure it was you. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to tell. Like, there's a big crowd in here. Whatever. The lights are dim. We're at an after. I'm not gonna let you dodge my first question, though. What's going on? Why are you, like, standing over here by yourself looking, like, all upset? Oh, here we go again with the whole nothing excuse. Is that because you don't want me to know you have a crush on M? Well, yeah, I know her. Who do you think serves me when you're not there? We've talked a little bit, but it was never anything like crazy. I've never had like a deep conversation with her, you know what I mean? But Emily's pretty sweet though, so I can see why you'd be into her. Oh no, you're not denying that one. I've seen you staring at her for like a while, so don't try and pull that one over on me. And it makes sense that you'd fall for a coworker, right? Close proximity and all can get pretty steamy in there, huh? Hey, I mean, I'm getting somewhere, so I'll take it. So, fine. No steaminess, but you do like her. And how long have you had that on your mind? Wow. A long time. Oh, sure seems like a long time. But is it nothing you've actually, like, gone after before? I would assume you've tried, like, at least one time, right? A real go-getter, huh? I mean, have we considered that maybe she hasn't noticed because you haven't tried before or, like, done anything to make her notice? You can't notice what isn't there. But I guess since you two work together, you'd think that she would have noticed you by now. Maybe you could try to go and talk to her now. I'm sure she won't bite that hard if you tried. Oh, come on! Can't we at least try something here? Because now I'm invested, so I want to help you come up with something. So what if... maybe we try making her jealous. No, come on, think about it. You said she doesn't notice you, right? So what if we got her to notice you by putting on, like, a tiny little show right in front of her? It's not like she wouldn't know it was you. You guys literally work with each other. It's just that she doesn't give you the time of day. So maybe if we do this, then she will. Well, I'm not hearing a no. So... yes! Dude, you're not gonna regret this. I'm serious. It's gonna be really fun, I promise. All we need to do is, like, get close enough for her to see us come over here. Okay, and here. This should be perfect. Just keep your back to her like that, and then I can just, like, rotate us a little bit so she can see that it's you. But don't look at her. I don't want you to act like you're, like, even aware that she's here, okay? Just focus on me instead and pretend like we're having, like, a normal conversation. Okay, make it seem natural, at least. You look like a crooked stick talking to someone who actually wants to be here. Animate yourself a little more, jeez. We don't want to look, like, off, like, suspicious. And don't stop! Stop it. Don't look in her direction. I'll tell you what she's doing, and right now, she's not even looking at us. Okay, how about this? Act like you're saying something funny. Oh, seriously, this is gonna work, I think. Just do it. Oh my god! Okay, I think that did get her attention a little bit. Well, yeah, she looked over here for a second, but not for, like, a long time. She had, like, this, like, it was like a lingering glance for a second, so she might have noticed something, but we can't, obviously, like, we're not sure yet. She may have noticed you look familiar. Okay, well, now we might have to kick it up a little bit for when she turns to double check. You down? Okay, well, it's gonna involve a little bit of touching, so just bear with me for a bit. We're not gonna do anything crazy. Yeah, no, come on, give me your hand. I'm just gonna mess around with it a little, like I wanna touch you more, but, like, I'm supposed to think you're a little far away. There you go, just keep your eyes on me. And keep talking so it looks like we're being normal. Yeah, that's it. I'm just gonna lean back against the chair and you're gonna come in closer. Oh my god, trust me, because it'll look like I'm tugging you into me so we can be more affectionate, which I am doing, but obviously, like, not for the reason she's gonna think. And look at that. She gave us another glance that stuck around a bit more than last time. Because she probably knows it's you by now and wants to see where this is going. Dude, none of us know where this is going. Well, I guess I do, kind of, but we're gonna try. Come on, we're only trying to make her jealous. I just need to think on how to do it more. Okay, yeah, I got it. Just don't be weird about it, but I'm going to touch your shoulder. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. I think it would be a bit more intimate if I was like brushing you on the shoulder. I can just keep my hand here where she can see it and go like this, like back and forth a little. And then when she's looking again, she's still not. There we go. She's looking. I can slowly go down your arm like this to make it just like a bit of a tease. I did say when she was looking, didn't I? So yes, she was. But you're doing great, so just keep it up, okay? Keep talking. Well, next I'm gonna see what happens when I play with your hair a little bit. Start touching you in places that are more like, I don't know, a little more than what friends would do. Oh my god, yeah. I think it's working out pretty good. We've already gotten 2 glances so far, so maybe soon she might come over here and say something to you. Try and find a reason to whisk you away from me and tell you how much she really does like you. Because I think you actually do have a shot. Well, with how much we've talked before, like in passing and even from today, I'd say that you seem like a pretty decent person. I wouldn't put it past her to have liked you for a while and she was just like shy about it or something, maybe. I mean, you do have the looks, the charm, and the personality of a good partner, so why wouldn't she? You're as good of a candidate as any. Better even. Yeah, it seems like she's looking again. But I think I have a pretty bold idea if you're into it. Might seal the deal completely. Okay, well, you're gonna have to trust me on this one. Because I'm gonna take your chin while she's still looking and lean in enough that she won't be able to stop. And then, can I kiss you? She hasn't looked away yet. But neither of you. No, you can keep looking at me. I like that you are. I just... Wow, I really like it, actually. But I guess I should probably let go of you now, actually. Since I'm probably going a little overboard at this point. Sorry, I think I might have let things get a little out of hand, I guess. And I know I asked if you wanted to, but now it seems kind of selfish of me to have done that. Because after we did kiss, I kind of realized that it was more for me than for her. It was a stupid idea, I know. You were just trying to get with her, and I swear this whole jealousy thing wasn't some kind of ulterior motive. But the more things went on, the more I kind of got into it, I guess. I don't know, I'm sorry. But it probably did make her jealous, because there was a different look on her face than before. But then she walked away a few seconds ago. You can follow her and talk if you want. Or wait until your next shift to make some excuse that it was a mistake because you didn't think I would do that. But I didn't mean... What? Why? It was a mistake, though. I mean, a lot of what we did was just trying to play things up, but I don't want you to get the wrong idea of me because of everything we did. I guess being so physically close to someone really does help see them better. But are you sure you are okay with me kissing you? You actually thought that? Since when? Then why didn't you tell me? I must have seen you like 50 times by now, but you never once said anything, let alone given any signs that you liked me. Well, I guess it is to be expected, since you never even said anything to your coworker either. No, she's not there anymore. She probably went somewhere else or left the party entirely after seeing us. I mean, I did tell you that you could chase after her. Wait. I know that you want to kiss me again, and I want to kiss you too, but I think it would probably be better if we went somewhere more private. If you're thinking about the same thing I am right now. Yeah, I know of a way to make her really jealous out back, or maybe in my car. I mean, she probably won't see it, but I'm sure we can make it work. That sounds perfect. Come on, I'll lead.